Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, You Will Rock as a Dad, The Expert Guide to First-Time Pregnancy and Everything New Fathers Need to Know by Alex Grace, is a non-fiction parenting guide written for men who are becoming fathers for the first time. The book focuses on the transition from early pregnancy through birth and the newborn period, with an emphasis on practical preparation, emotional readiness, and partner support. Its purpose is not to present theory or medical specialization, but to give new dads a clear and approachable framework for understanding what is happening at each stage and how to respond usefully. The tone is deliberately conversational and accessible, with humor and sports references used to reduce anxiety and make the material easier to absorb. In a category that often addresses pregnancy primarily from the mother's perspective, this book stands out by centering the new father's role, while still recognizing that fatherhood is closely tied to the health of the couple relationship and the daily realities of newborn care. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a stage-by-stage guide to pregnancy for fathers who need a basic roadmap. A major function of the book is to demystify pregnancy for men who may have little prior exposure to it. Rather than assuming knowledge, it walks through the major stages of pregnancy and explains what fathers should expect as the months progress. This matters because uncertainty is often one of the biggest sources of stress for first-time dads. By organizing information around trimesters and common developments, the book gives readers a usable timeline for understanding physical and emotional changes, rather than leaving them to guess what is normal. The value of this structure is practical. It helps a new father anticipate when support, patience, or preparation will be most needed. It also reduces the risk of passivity, since knowing what is coming makes it easier to stay engaged in a subject area that can otherwise feel medical or intimidating. The book translates pregnancy into manageable milestones that a lay reader can follow without feeling overwhelmed. Secondly, how to support a partner through pregnancy symptoms, stress, and shifting needs. The book gives substantial attention to the father's role as a supportive partner during pregnancy, which is one of its most important strengths. Instead of treating pregnancy as an experience to observe from the sidelines, it frames it as a shared adjustment that requires practical responsiveness. The discussion of cravings, hormonal changes, discomfort, and general pregnancy symptoms reflects a central idea: support is often less about grand gestures and more about everyday attentiveness. For first-time fathers, this is useful because they may not know what kinds of help are actually meaningful. The book encourages a mindset of noticing, listening, and adapting, which can reduce conflict and make the pregnant partner feel understood. This theme also has relational importance, because pregnancy can place strain on communication if the couple is not prepared for changing routines and expectations. By focusing on the partner's experience, the book teaches fathers how to remain useful and emotionally steady during a period that often feels unpredictable. Thirdly, expand preparing for birth through a practical birth plan and shared decision-making. Another key topic is the birth process itself and the role a father can play before labor begins. The book discusses the idea of a birth plan and the kinds of questions couples should consider together, which shifts preparation from vague hope to concrete planning. This is important because birth often becomes easier to navigate when expectations, preferences, and contingencies are discussed in advance. For a first-time dad, understanding the purpose of a birth plan is not just administrative, it is part of learning how to advocate, coordinate, and stay calm under pressure. The book appears to present birth preparation as a shared project rather than a task to leave entirely to the medical team or the mother. That framing matters because fathers often worry about saying or doing the wrong thing during labor. By preparing ahead of time, they can be more present and less reactive. The emphasis here is on readiness, communication, and practical support rather than medical expertise, which makes the material accessible while still useful. Fourthly, newborn care basics that turn anxiety into usable day-to-day competence. The book extends beyond pregnancy into the newborn stage, where many first-time fathers feel least prepared. It covers core early parenting concerns, such as what a newborn may look like, how to handle diaper changes, baby health basics, and nutrition-related issues. This is a valuable section because early fatherhood often becomes stressful, not because the tasks are complicated, but because they are unfamiliar and emotionally charged. By addressing the infant stage directly, the book helps readers move from abstract concern to practical competence. That transition is significant. Confidence in newborn care usually comes from repeated, understandable actions rather than from general encouragement. The book also helps normalize the fact that new fathers may not instinctively know how to respond to an infant's needs. Instead of presenting that uncertainty as failure, it treats it as a gap that can be filled with preparation. This makes the book useful for readers who want a basic operational guide to the first year rather than a broad philosophical discussion of parenting. Lastly, protecting the couple relationship while adjusting to the demands of new fatherhood. It also recognizes that a new child changes the structure of the couple's life. The book's advice about continuing to date and maintaining the relationship reflects a practical truth: parenting stress can easily crowd out communication, affection, and shared time if the couple does not remain intentional. This topic adds depth because many first-time father guides focus narrowly on baby care and ignore the relational system around the baby. Here, the message is that being a good father also involves being a good partner, especially when the household is under pressure. That makes the book more complete than a simple how-to manual. It acknowledges that family stability depends not only on competence with infants, but also on preserving connection, cooperation, and mutual respect during a disruptive life transition. In conclusion, this book is best suited for first-time fathers who want a straightforward, low-friction introduction to pregnancy, birth preparation, newborn basics, and the relationship changes that come with becoming a parent. It is also useful for partners who want a clearer sense of what support from the father should look like during the months before and after birth. The practical benefit is that it reduces uncertainty by turning a vague and often intimidating life event into a sequence of understandable responsibilities. Its intellectual value is not in advanced research or medical depth, but in translation it takes topics that are often discussed in clinical or mother-centered terms and reframes them from the father's point of view. Compared with many parenting books, it stands out for its directness, approachable tone, and focus on emotional competence alongside hands-on preparation. The use of humor and everyday language makes it easier to engage with than more technical guides, while its attention to relationship maintenance gives it broader relevance than books that only cover baby care. For readers seeking a practical starting point rather than an exhaustive manual, it fills a clear niche. If you would like to support Alex Grace, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.